Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Steve Morris, Assistant Director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division, or CJIS. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Chris Traynor.
Steve, the Advisory Policy Board, or APB, plays an important role in shaping CJIS policy. Would you tell us more about the makeup of the board and how they assist CJIS?
Absolutely. First, I really can't underscore enough how important the Advisory Policy Board, or the APB as referred to it, how important that is to our daily, everyday operations at CJIS. It was not something that I was familiar with until I until I started working at CJIS, and then shortly thereafter, you really see the important role they play. And essentially what the APB is, and the APB, it actually started over 20 years ago when the FBI started developing its first AFIS system, its automated fingerprint system. At that particular time, they grabbed industry leaders, and or not industry leaders as much as practitioners, law enforcement agencies that were looking to build or had built, and they brought these folks together to kind of help the Bureau design and build and develop, and they did it. And that proved very successful to the point where they leveraged that success when the FBI started developing and deploying NCIC, the first generation of NCIC. They did the same thing to the point where that proved incredibly successful in being able to deliver nationally scoped systems to support these agencies, to the point where Director Free, I believe it was, basically made the APB or created the APB as an official federal advisory committee under the FACA regulations. And so last year, actually it's 2014, the APB celebrated its 20th anniversary. So it's 20 years we've been doing this. And essentially what the APB is it is it's a board of 35 individuals that hold seats on the official board. Those folks are elected and appointed to that board by their constituents. And when I say constituents, so I have to back up a little bit to explain how it feeds up to the board. So the board meets every 6 months, twice a year. But the topics or the issues that they meet to discuss and vote on are promulgated through a grassroots effort. In other words, there are five working groups that make up the foundation of the APB. And those five working groups are regional, and I don't know exactly, north, south, south central, west, and then there's a federal working group. And those working groups are there could be anywhere from, and I forget the exact number, but there are dozens of members on those working groups. And there's every state has a state representative on it. They have a local representative on it. And then there's in some areas there's other designees on those working groups. So those working groups, they hear or they either, if a police an agency has an issue with a system or an idea that they want, that they think would be helpful for law enforcement, then they form what they call a topic paper, and it kind of gets reviewed by all those working groups. And in the essence of time, it basically, those working groups formulate themselves up to issues that are reviewed and voted on by the board. Those, what they vote on in terms of, and all the working groups hear the same topics and same issues, and they make their recommendations, and those get distilled down to recommendations that go to the board. They vote on that board, that 35-member board. And those folks that sit on the board, some of those are members of those working groups that are elected by their working group that we want, Chris to be our representative on the board. And then there are other organization leaders from different sectors of the criminal justice community, corrections and parole and different things, that our director appoints individuals to. So those topics get voted on, and those result in recommendations that then go to our director. And essentially, when our director's reading these recommendations, these are recommendations that the APB, representatives of the law enforcement community, national security community at large have said, hey, FBI director, this is what we would like the FBI to do with our information, or we don't want to do with our information in terms of there's agencies that want access to it. They may not feel comfortable and don't want to grant that access. So he then takes their recommendations and he either approves them or not. A majority of the time, if not most every time, after considerable deliberation, they're approved and implemented and put into practice. So that's an extremely important thing to understand when folks look at the CJIS division and how we operate, is it's not a division that makes decisions in a vacuum. It's probably our, within the FBI, it's our probably our most outward-facing division. We probably work closer on a day-to-day basis with our local state agencies than we do with our own in some cases. And that's sometimes a challenge for me, but it's a very important mission that we play. And we could not make the decisions we make, nor should we make the decisions we make, without that buy-in and that consensus of that APB. So a lot of folks don't understand that in terms of how that drives the decisions that are made at CJIS, but there's very few decisions made at CJIS that we don't have the support of our local, state, federal, tribal agencies, and they're part of that deliberative process. And it's part of what we call our shared management process. And for folks that aren't familiar with CJIS, even within our own organization, there are a lot of people that understand that. The folks that do become aware of it and understand it realize the significance of it. And it's really, the visibility of the APB has really increased in the last few years, particularly here recently with the discussion about crime statistics. Because our director has been before our APB twice. Director Comey has been before them twice. Since he's been director, urging for their support and cooperation and basically telling his story of why he thinks it's important. So it's a great check and balance there, but it's not a rubber stamp. And if the APB doesn't want something to happen or they don't believe their information should be used for a certain purpose, we have to respect that whether we agree with it or not.
So, Steve, what advice would you give someone who is possibly thinking about a career in public service or law enforcement?
Well, obviously, I can share from my own experience. You'll hear a lot of folks in federal service say, and in particularly with the FBI, you're not going to get rich, but you're never going to get bored. And I say that every single day. I oftentimes have to sit back and think about how quickly 27 years went by. I mentioned it earlier about, you know, don't forget where you came from, but and that is so true. The time has flown by, and as far as an individual seeking a career in federal service, I have to say the FBI has been one of the most gratifying careers I can imagine ever having. It really is, even, you know, as a young college kid going into the FBI, it really is the only career I've ever had. I tell folks all the time I've had probably a dozen jobs in my life, but I've only had one career, and that's the beauty of the FBI. There's so many opportunities to do so many things. I started out in the FBI as a mail clerk, sorting mail and answering phones and emptying trash, working nights and weekends while I put my way through college. And here I am 27 years later, and I find myself in the privilege of being the assistant director at CJIS. So it has been, within the FBI, there is no boring days. You go to work every single day knowing you're going to walk into something different. I'm sure you could share the same stories, Chris, with, having been with ATF. Everything's a new adventure. You never get bored. And more importantly, everybody likes to make a little bit of money, but you make a good living of it, but you're doing good work. And you the sense of gratification and the sense of purpose is really fulfilling. And so I would encourage it, anyone that wants that balance in their life, they should really give it a hard look.
Well, Steve, thanks for joining us today. I want to thank you for your time, but more importantly, Chris and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. And I thank you, Chris. You've been there too, so I thank you both.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Steve Morris, Assistant Director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division, or CJIS. My co-host from IBM has been Chris Traynor. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.